After hearing answers 1089 and 483, I'm a little unclear on Ayin Hara, Shadim, and Skulis. Do we say by all of them that if you believe in them, then it's true for you, or was that just Ayin Hara? Is Psachim 110b the source that Rav Lef is using, or is there a different source? Why isn't it objective whether these things are true, like with everything else? Are negative skulas understood in the same way, such as the things that cause a person to forget his learning, or the minig not to sleep during the daytime hours of Rosh Hashanah, or not to count people for a minyan with numbers or by pointing? I'm sincerely open to accepting all these things, but I'm unclear what is mainstream. Anonymous from New Jersey. Without going into details on every single thing, in general, that idea that the things only have an effect on you if you are concerned about them only applies to Shadim and Ayin Hara, and that's the nature of those things, that they affect people who are concerned about them. On the other hand, other things are objective things that harm a person, either make him forget his learning, or are bad simonim, or whatever, and there they don't depend on your subjective feelings about them. They are in themselves things that are either positive or negative. The reasons for all of them are not the same. It's not the same thing to count people for a minyan. It has nothing to do with Ayin Hara or skulas, or it's a prohibition to count Jews. It's a separate prohibition in the Torah. And the minig not to sleep during the daytime hours of Rosh Hashanah, it's because it's a siman ra. It's not because it's going to affect you per se, just a siman ra for the whole year. On the other hand, the things that are prohibited or shouldn't be done because it makes a person forget his learning, those are objectively, intrinsically negative things. There are exceptions, but you have to learn each one where the exceptions are.